Getting right now into a cool chat, as we normally do on a Wednesday, with a coffee in hand. The legal eagle, Gavin Steinhobel from Kloppers Inc., has flown into the studio for a look at the week that was and a considered opinion on where things are heading. How are you, Gavin?
Yeah, very well, man. I'm good, Mike. It's nice to see you, and yeah, it's just a lovely time of the year again.
Always. We were just talking off air about fly fishing, because Barry Chapman tells you you're a mean fly tyer.
Yeah, Chapman and I are both shareholders in a cottage in the Camberg. Yeah, I've gone down that rabbit hole of fly tying again. As I told you, I used to do it when I was young, when I was an attorney in Newcastle, and having bought into the cottage, I was sort of back into the fly fishing scene. And as usual, you dig up the old vices and all the old feathers and furs, and you start tying flies again. There's something about catching a trout on a fly that you tied yourself that's hugely rewarding.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that adds so many dimensions to the challenge of fishing, catching a fish.
Well, I think anybody fishing any type of, whether it's saltwater, freshwater, the fish, just it's such a dynamic thing to try and understand where they are, what they're feeding on, and it's quite absorbing. It's a good diversion. We all need diversions from reality and work, the news and responsibility, and that's a great diversion, because it's totally absorbing.
As someone was telling me not long ago, that it's kind of underrated or under the radar, but we have apparently some of the most incredible saltwater fly fishing just off our north coast rocks and some of the more secluded spots. It's apparently absolutely phenomenal if you're into that.
I haven't got into the saltwater scene yet because I just traditionally have done freshwater fly fishing. But one thing about fly fishing, it's a bit like golf or riding motorcycles, or it'll always take you to somewhere really stunning with natural splendor, and you'll get out there and you'll enjoy the planet and the nature and the beauty of what we have, instead of just being a city dweller. You get out there and you explore these things. So, but I've no doubt, I've been a couple of mornings where I go down to the beach with my wife, and you look at the sea, and it's calm and no wind blowing, and you think, well, that is a good option. But like anything, it'll be another rabbit hole to go down, both mentally and financially. Because I'm sure you could spend 100,000 rand on fly fishing equipment if you go into the saltwater game as well. So, yeah, one thing at a time.
Yeah, maybe don't take that up just yet. leave that for next year. But right now, we are more than midway through March.
And how's that going? How cheap is this going quickly?
Things are marching
first
on.
First quarter almost done. One out of four.
But who could have predicted at the beginning of the year that the world would be where it is right now? It looks like this ongoing thing in the Middle East is still rumbling and rolling. Fuel prices are going to, all predictions say end of this month, it's expected they'll be going up. And
I think all of this is just a consequence of what has been a few decades of malaise and decline, and people haven't been happy with it. So change is always coming, and change is coming to us domestically and internationally all at once. So it's an interesting time. I certainly think change is overdue. I think everybody knows that the world and our nation in particular could have done a lot better than we have in the last 30 years. So hopefully this changes for the positive. I've been saying I feel it for a couple of years on air now, saying I can feel the change. People's attitudes are changing. People are are going to be more demanding of their politicians. We're not going to overlook corruption anymore.
Yeah.
The commissions, although they used to hide behind and avoid prosecution because it's a long delay, you can't run off and prosecute people when this commission's still going, yeah, and so forth, on the one hand. On the other hand, they've all been fairly transparent, and I think we've all been pretty nauseated by how absolutely corrupt the ANC actually is. And so, that's another thing where I think voters have taken note, and they'll take that to the booths in probably November. I think we've got our municipal elections have to occur between November and Feb, and it's likely to be November. So, this is how change happens, and we're very lucky that our change in this country doesn't happen at the barrel of a gun, but it happens at the booth. And So I'm hoping everybody's starting to gear themselves up to do the right thing when you get your democratic right to vote.
There you go. That's a public service announcement from Gavin Steinoble, giving you what should be, you know, fairly obvious. But look, a lot of people just don't exercise that right when the time comes. So when it does, make sure that...
Yeah, I mean, we've got a proportional representation system here. So I think people have always felt if they can't vote for the big parties, then why vote at all? It won't make a difference. But it does, in fact, especially now that we're getting into a coalition scenario where the big elephant in the room, the ANC, is now, you know, more of a turkey and it's not going to take half the votes. We have to start, we have to all go and vote for who we believe in, because they'll be the people who form the coalition and they'll have some say, and what you believe and the values you hold will be transmitted into local government and national government in 2029. But, you know, I think for a lot of the ANC has been out of step with the values of South Africans, who are actually more conservative than what you think. And as a result, they're going to pay the price. And now it's going to be a coalition thing. And if you want your values to be reflected at local and national level, then you must participate. And if you don't, then don't complain.
Well, there you go. That's the word from Mr. Steinoble. And I like that you're always, you know, quite straight shooting, and, yeah. And you don't hold back, you don't pull punches.
Well, it's logical.
But I wanted to get your take on what's on the cards for the sort of greater Salt Rock area. Yesterday, I had a really cool chat with Peter Cameron, from now involved with the Devemco team, and Leah Schoen, coordinator of hashtag Love North Coast. We're talking about the new Salt Rock City precinct and vision for that.
Oh, and it is Devemco coming in there.
Well, yeah, they're driving it in a big way, and it's designed to be more than just a residential thing, but a sort of a whole 360
degree. Is that Fricky Lutsky's property? That's
You know what? It encompasses
Simbiti there. Yeah.
It encompasses, from my understanding, that and the whole of sort of swing of the center of town, so moving more out, you know, where Bolito once was kind of the center and sort of was the fringe.
Well, it makes absolute sense. I mean, there's been massive development in that, you know, north, in the northerly direction, and there's big estates that need to be serviced as shopping centers and fuel stations and so forth. So it's a no-brainer that things are going to go in that direction, and then obviously continue to move north over time over the coming decades. So it's an extremely exciting time. I know in the short term now we've got all these winds that are buffeting us, and we've got war in the Middle East and so forth. But you know, that's going to be that's not going to be a long term affair. It's pretty one sided, and you know, the future. Yeah, let's keep our eye on that. There's some beautiful property going up north here, and there's a lot still available for conversion from sugarcane to urban sort of land.
So I suppose, you know, that's one thing that this region does have, as opposed to some other more development saturated parts of the country. There's green fields. There's a lot of space still to expand.
There is, and there's a lot of people sitting on that land specifically because they understand where things have to go. I've always sort of felt that our local municipality really, really, really needs to be pro-development and pro-developers, and you know, be a can-do municipality where, instead of coming up with 1,000 reasons why you can't do X, Y, or Z, you know, try and come with the attitude of how can we help you.
Yeah.
Because I've always felt that if you convert a property into an urban earth, what you are giving the municipality in return is a rates payer in perpetuity. I mean, think of that. There are very few investments you can make in life where somebody will pay you in perpetuity. And so, you know, the attitude is should be more of a positive one, and how can we help you, and how can we get this done, and how can we run things better on our side, and how can we be more efficient. And, you know, because I think most developers know what they're doing. And certainly the big guys have been doing it for decades, and some of them for generations. And so, you know, the potential is there, and the state needs to be, you know, an actor that assists and not an actor that makes things difficult.
There you go. And Gavin might be putting his hat in the ring for Mayor 2020.
I don't want to get involved with politicians if I can avoid it. But one of our private dreams for a long time has been that Balito gets its own municipality again, and that the rates that we all pay that seems to vanish up north, and we get nothing back for that. That'll change. So maybe some political party out there would put that on their manifesto and say, "Listen, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have our own municipality here, take care of our own developments, and our own citizenry. Maybe we'll get the 12 traffic lights all to work. You know, well, that would be quite remarkable. Fix some potholes and that sort of thing. So, well, we'll see.
Well,
the future, everything is possible.
Exactly. We won't rule anything out at this stage. It's just amazing to be taking each day as it comes here on the KZN North Coast. And by the looks of things, you know, it's going to be quite a year. Club Med going full steam ahead. That's all set for the ribbon cutting in a couple of months' time. And once that switch is flipped, it'll be really, really fascinating to see just what the real... I mean, there's a lot of predicted ripple effects and ramifications, but I think the reality is going to be even more exciting in terms of...
Cancun in Mexico was apparently a fishing village, and... You know, the Club Med established a resort there, and Cancun is a massive city today that is a holiday destination for a lot of Americans and Europeans. And so, you know, hopefully it has a similar effect. Yeah, you know, one thing about development is that it just lifts everyone, you know, from the people who work on the sites to, you know, it gives, you know, the more housing that you add, the more competitive the housing market becomes. The better for people buying homes, the better for people buying first-time homes. So, you know, there's been a lot of good development very recently, especially in that first home buyer, where you can get affordable. You know, Balito was always unaffordable for everybody, you know, under the age of, and now, you know, you can have your kids live nearby and so forth. So yeah, I mean, it's got so much potential. Everything's right. Everything's geared for it. Everything's looking good. We must just make sure that we get the positive results that we deserve.
Well, if you're looking for positive results on the legal side of things, you know, conveyancing and making sure that you've got the right legal champion in your corner when it comes to matters of property and others, Gavin Steinable and the team at Cloppers Inc. just down the road in the Balito Village. Very happy to have a coffee and a conversation and to find out how they can make your legal headaches disappear. Gavin, what is the best way for folks to reach out directly?
No, probably just head down to the beachfront there, and we're on the ground floor of the Balito Center in Sandra Road. Pretty visible signage, so that's probably the easiest. I think if one dictates phone numbers and email addresses on air, I don't think anybody's got the time to grab a pen and write them down. So that's probably the easiest, or just go to the website.
There you go. Cloppers Inc. Just remember the name. Klop, klop.
And we're in Richards Bay, Mpangeni, Cape Town, Durban, and Balito. It's named after a friend of mine, Peter Cloppers, who I know from my Newcastle days when he was an article clerk and I was an article clerk. So go back a long, long way with Peter.
That's awesome. So you see, there you go. Not a fly-by-night. Well-established, a name you can trust.
Good old firm, yeah. Good old Natal firm. With an Afrikaans name.
And don't start talking fly fishing, because then things will get derailed.
You won't get much done.
But Gavin, thanks for the coffee and the conversation for this Wednesday. And we'll do it again next Wednesday.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Mike. I enjoy it very much.
Radio Life and Style, bringing you only the best people and the best tunes, of course. Back to the music right now with...